everyone, and welcome back to another episode of A Little Bit of Everything with me, Morgan Flitt. Happy Friday, you guys. I hope you had a really awesome week and you are looking forward to the weekend. So last week's episode, I was all pumped up and excited because the Buffalo Bills were playing in the AFC Championship that following Sunday. We did end up losing the game, so I'm still kind of a little sad about it. I'm still recovering from it, but I have a lot of hope for the future of the Bills. And I just loved watching football this season. Like, I've always been like interested in sports and I'll like sit down and watch them. But this year was just so exciting. Like, if you're from Buffalo or if you're a Bills fan, like, you just know like how exciting this year was for the team. And I'm just really excited about the future. So I'm still a little sad that we lost, but I think the future is bright. That's like the outlook I'm choosing to have about it. But welcome back to this episode. Thanks for tuning in. I have a very exciting episode today. So I've been doing a lot of thinking about what I wanted this week's episode to be about. And I came to the realization that January is wrapping up. So when this episode is released, it'll be Friday, January 29th. So we only have two more days of January, and that means that the first month of 2021 will be done. So I thought I would use this episode as kind of like a check-in and also a way of how to explore building better habits and becoming more disciplined and like actually sticking to a healthy and disciplined lifestyle, because I feel like a lot of people make that their New Year resolution. And like probably 90 to 95% of people fail by the end of January. So I just thought that would be a good episode today before we get into it. I, of course, want to do the opening segment. So if you've taken my spin class this past week, I've been talking about this a lot in the second to last song, which I always do as like a hill song and I turn the lights off. It's like all moody and emotional. And I will give my riders kind of like a prompt to think about and to like explore during the hill song and to reflect back on. I know that when I was a rider before I became an instructor, my favorite instructor at Rev, Tommy, used to do this, and I just absolutely used to love it. I just feel like it's such a nice reflective time. And especially when you're doing it in a spin class, like the room is so dark and it's just you and your bike. And it really gives you an opportunity to let go and be emotional and just let your guard down. So that is something that I have been doing in my spin classes lately, and I've been loving it. And the prompt I have been posing to my riders who have taken my classes this week is, I want you to think of one thing that was good about January. So maybe it was a habit that you started and kept to. Maybe it was a person that you met. Maybe it was a memory. I want you to think about that good thing. And now I want you to think about how it made you feel and the good energy it gave you and the vibrations it brought into your life. So once you have that good thing, now I want you to think of a bad thing that happened in January. And I want you to think about how that made you feel and the negative energy it brought into your life and the stress and the chaos. So now, looking back to that good thing, that's the sort of energy and the good vibrations I want you to bring into February. And all that bad, shitty energy that you had from that bad moment that happened this month, give yourself permission to let it go. Leave it in January. Stop dwelling on it. Stop ruminating on it. Let it go and move on to February without it. I feel like January is a very stressful time because it's the start of the new year. And this year, especially, like, it was 2021. We were coming off of 2020, which was, I think for most of us, the worst year of our life. And I feel like January 2021 had a lot of high expectations and a lot of bad shit happened in January 2021, just like around the world. And I also feel like it just wasn't a super positive month for a lot of people. And I just thought it would be good to like reflect on something good that happened in January and just noticing how good it made you feel and the good energy it brought into your life and how you should carry that energy into February. So now let's get into the topic of today's episode. So today's episode is all about building good habits, creating a healthy lifestyle, and staying disciplined. I'm sure a lot of us follow that one person on social media who wakes up at 5 a.m. and they journal and they work out and they eat a healthy breakfast and they do all of these like really good, healthy, productive things before you even wake up in the morning. And you're like, God, I wish I was that person. I wish I had that drive. I wish I had that motivation. I wish I had that discipline. Let me tell you something, you do. You definitely do. So before we get into it, I want to talk about this concept of visualizing your higher self. And this is a concept I've been exploring a lot lately, and I've just been doing like a little bit of research about it. So the idea of visualizing your higher self is actually connected to like a lot of different belief systems, like a lot of spiritual belief systems. So there definitely is like a spiritual element to it. And that's not the element that I am going to be exploring in this episode, because honestly, I haven't had the time to look into that part of it so much. But to me, visualizing your higher self is thinking about the most idealistic version of yourself in your head. So close your eyes and think about the most ideal, best version of yourself. Maybe it's someone who wakes up nice and early in the morning. It's someone who makes a cup of coffee, you journal, you put on your workout clothes, you go and do a workout, and everything is all good and you're all productive even before you have to go to work or go to school or do whatever you have to do during the day. I think for a lot of people, that is like their best self and that is their highest version of themselves. Maybe it's eating healthy. Maybe it's losing weight. Maybe it's visualizing who you just want to be in the future. I think a lot of us feel like we can never obtain that person, that we can never obtain actually being that higher person that we visualize. I'm here to tell you that is false, and it is definitely possible to work into being that higher version of yourself that you idolize so much and that you wish you were. It definitely takes work. You can't just like want to do all of these things and not put in the work. I feel like that's why a lot of people tend to fail when they set themselves up for like too lofty of a goals. Like if you're someone who normally wakes up at like 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. and you are like trying to wake up at 5 a.m., that is like a big shift. And it's just a couple hours, but it's still like a really big shift to what your body is used to and what you are just used to as a person. And I feel like a lot of people fail because they set these goals that are just like way too lofty and out of reach. And then they're just not disciplined enough to stick to them. So that's what we're going to explore in today's episode. So I want you to like take a piece of paper or close your eyes or I don't know, like open the notes app on your phone. And I want you to take a moment right now and write down or think about your highest self. So like I said, maybe it is someone who wakes up at 5 a.m. Maybe it's someone who journals. Maybe it's someone who spends less time on their phone and reads more. Maybe it's someone who is on a weight loss journey and you finally have obtained that goal weight. Maybe it's someone who eats healthy every day. You can list multiple things. List however many you want. Just like the most idealistic version of yourself, and it's the person that you want to be. So take a moment, do that right now. Okay, so now that you have those things written down, we got to start putting the work in. We got to put things in motion. I feel like so many of us think about the person we want to be, but we never actually put in the work to do it. And I also feel like we always think that it's like exterior forces that are keeping us from being that person, that it's like things that are just out of our control that are keeping us from reaching what our ideal higher selves are. In reality, we are our own obstacles. Like it is ourself who is keeping us from becoming the person we want to be. So you got to put in the work. I feel like there's no other way to say that. I'm being blunt. I'm being honest. You just got to put in the work. So looking at those bullet points that you have written down or have thought about, I want you for each of them. Yes, I mean each of them. So if you wrote out a bunch of things, you're going to have to do this multiple times and it may take a little bit of time, but it's worth it. For each bullet point, I want you to write one way that you are going to put this bullet point into motion, like how you are actually going to implement it into your life. So for example, maybe your ideal highest self wakes up at 5 a.m. Okay, so what are you going to do to wake up at 5 a.m.? Maybe you are going to put your phone across the room so that when your alarm goes off on your phone, you have to get up. Maybe you are going to force yourself not to snooze your alarm. maybe you are going to get a special alarm clock that is going to help you wake up early. I actually have been looking into this alarm clock. Side note, I've seen it all over TikTok and I really want one. It's this alarm clock that I think it's 30, maybe it's 20 or 30 minutes from the alarm time that you set. It starts to gradually light up and it's supposed to mimic sunlight. So instead of waking up to just a really bright light, even though I feel like it's winter right now and you are waking up to complete darkness. So I guess it would help in winter too. I don't know. I'm really ranting now. But anyways, it's this alarm clock that gradually lights up leading up to the time of your alarm, whenever you had set the time for. And it's just supposed to help you wake up easier and just not wake up so harshly to the alarm. And it's just supposed to be really nice to wake up, and I really want to get one. So maybe you get that alarm clock and that helps you wake up at 5 a.m. So I want you to do that for every single bullet point that you wrote or thought of. I want you to put together one realistic way that you are going to work on this method that will help you reach your highest self. Make sure they're realistic. If you are the type of person, maybe you have been sleeping in until 9 or 10 a.m. because you're working from home, you're living your life, and now you want to start waking up at 5 a.m. It's going to be hard to wake up at 5 a.m. multiple days in a row. So maybe just set a more realistic goal for yourself. Maybe you're just going to start off doing it once a week. Maybe you are going to start off doing it twice a week. Start small and work your way up. And I feel like that's the best way to stick to your goals and to be disciplined about the lifestyle that you want to live. Like I said, I feel like for New Year's resolutions, so many people set out these really lofty goals, which are realistic, but they just jump into them in unrealistic ways, if that makes sense. They just set themselves up for failure because the goals are too lofty and it does take time to work at things. So work at these bullet points in increments and in small steps, and I feel like you will find yourself sticking to these habits a lot more and you will be more successful versus just diving headfirst into it. In order to be successful when it comes to self-discipline, it's really important that you set clear goals, but in addition to those clear goals, you have an actual realistic plan to execute them. So I feel like this method is really helpful because it sets you up for success by really putting it on paper or in your mind, whatever works. It just gives you a clearer picture of how to achieve the person you want to be and the habits that you want to create and stick to in your daily life. I feel like a lot of people tend to forget that self-discipline is something that comes from within. Like I said, I feel like a lot of people feel like external forces maybe create self-discipline, but it definitely is something that comes from within. So the clearer you are in your goals and the person you want to be, and the more realistic your execution plan for them is, you will be successful that way. I also think to achieve the highest version of yourself that you want to be and to be self-disciplined, it's really important to remove any negative forces or influences that may be around you. So I remember when I was in college, I wanted to live the life that I'm living now, which is exercising regularly and being good about the way I eat and eating healthy things and properly fueling my body and waking up early to go work out and enjoying the workouts that I'm doing. And I feel like I really held myself back from achieving living that way when I was in college because I gave in to a lot of outside forces and a lot of societal pressure. I felt like I needed to be partying and I felt like I needed to go out on Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays. And I felt a lot of shame on nights that I didn't feel like going out and that I just wanted to stay home and watch a movie and wake up the next morning and go work out. I was just the type of person that really gave in to those negative influences and those negative forces. So it's really important to remove those things from your life. Or if you just can't even remove them, because I don't necessarily think that every influence in your life that may be keeping you from achieving the highest version of yourself, I don't think they're all negative. Obviously, if you love your friends dearly, but they're like, you know, going out on the weekends and they're keeping you from like going to an early morning workout class, or you just don't like the feeling of being hungover and whatever, like if you love them dearly, like you're obviously not just going to like cut them out of your life. But I do think you need to recognize that negative influence that they might not necessarily bring, but it's just something that exists in your life. And I feel like you need to recognize it, acknowledge it, and accept it. And accept that there might be some times that, like, if you do want to be the person who is up early in the morning, not hungover, you can go to a workout, you can go to brunch, you can make a smoothie and drink a green juice and sit down and journal. You're going to have to sacrifice things. And so you might not get to go out on a Thursday night, or you might not get to go out on a Saturday and go party. You know, you shouldn't even be partying right now because it is COVID. But just like acknowledging and accepting that, like, you kind of do have to sacrifice things to be the person that you want to be. And I just think it's important to acknowledge it and accept it. I think it's also important to talk about the possibility of failure. So there is this statistic, it always sticks out to me. There is this statistic that about 80% of people fail their New Year's resolutions by mid-February. So like that is a large chunk of people. That is like an overwhelming majority amount of people. So it's natural to fail at the goals that you set for yourself, and it almost like should be expected. But I think what you do with that failure and how you plan to overcome that failure is really important, and that's what gets you back on track. And it's just important to acknowledge that you probably will fail, and that's okay. But like, what's the plan that you're going to implement for when that failure does come? How are you going to work around it? What's your plan? So I feel like it's important not to be hard on yourself. Like I said, if you're someone who normally wakes up at 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. and now you're setting this goal for yourself to start waking up at 5 a.m. If you fail, you know, one morning or a couple mornings or like a week or 2 weeks, that's okay. Don't be hard on yourself. You just got to get back on track. So like, work a plan. Maybe you just need to reflect back on what you were doing. So maybe you were forcing yourself to wake up at 5 a.m. on the weekdays. That might just not work out for you. So bump it down to 3 days, bump it down to 2 days. Be realistic and get yourself back on track in a realistic way. Reflect on what you did wrong and just fix it. It's honestly very simple. So I feel like to acknowledge the fact that failure is always a possibility. For most of us, it's a large possibility. According to that statistic, 80% of us. So just acknowledge that failure is a possibility when you are working at becoming the highest version of yourself. Acknowledging that failure and then just having a realistic, workable plan that you can use for when that time comes. All right, that is everything I wanted to talk about this morning. I hope you guys found this episode helpful. I just felt like with January wrapping up and we're moving on to the second month of 2021. I was going to say the second month of February. February is the second month, but we're moving on to the second month of 2021. I just thought this would be a nice episode to do because I feel like a lot of people might feel like a failure if they didn't stick to their New Year's resolutions. If January maybe just wasn't such a productive month for you, that's okay. You just got to move on. You know, it's a new month. We got 11 more months to work at this and to be the person that we want to be. So let's use that time now to motivate ourselves, to dig deep and find that self-discipline and work towards being the highest versions of ourselves. Love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at Morgan Flit Health, and I'll talk to you on the next one. Bye, everyone.